is Sunshines. What's going on? It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, and intern Chloe Money holding things down. It's Joe and Mackenzie. And then there were three. We're like the little three amigos this morning. Everyone else has off. Vacation.
I'm running the boards today. How's it sound? Everything sound good?
Phenomenal.
Sounds great.
Okay, okay. Chloe, let's hear you talk. Let me see.
Sounds great.
All right, no, louder. Or no, I got to make you louder.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try that again.
Sounds great.
Okay, good.
Technical, check, check, mic.
Good.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Everything works. Fantastic.
We're holding things down. So anyway, this is kind of fun. We're going to have a really packed show, which we'll get to in a moment. But first, Chops, how was last night? I know you worked.
Yeah, no, actually yesterday was a lot of fun. I did a lot of stuff. So
what'd you do?
When I got out of the show, I don't know if you remember yesterday, but Joe was talking about how we were going to go to his house with our friend Chad and play video games.
Yes.
It
COD.
Was, it was so much fun.
It was?
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to play COD, that's Call of Duty, all the time. And I'd say I was pretty good. So I haven't played in like 10 years, and I was talking like a big game to Joe and Chad. So we went over to Joe's yesterday, played COD, and I killed it.
Did you beat them?
Oh, yeah. And it's awesome because whenever Joe and I play disc golf, he wins every time. Like, we'll play 30, 40 times, and Joe will always win.
He's uber competitive.
Yeah, well, at Call of Duty, I don't think he won once.
I've just seen it from a distance. So do you actually like kill each other? Are you on a team and you have another enemy?
So
break
it
down.
What we did is called free for all.
Okay.
So that's like everyone versus, you know, everyone. And we put one computer bot in. So basically it was me versus Joe versus Chad versus this computer bot. And like I pretty much won like 80% of the 85-90% of the time.
Nice.
Chad won a couple times. But I don't think Joe won.
Do your characters trash talk each other?
No, I do in real life. But anyway, so after that was fun, and then I went and worked at the steakhouse. I did very well there. And then since yesterday was National Cookie Day.
Yes, honey.
Look to the left of you, Chloe. See those cookies?
I brought something too.
Did you really?
The three of us. Hold on, stand by.
Oh, yep. So me and my boyfriend made those cookies yesterday, by the way.
I have a bag.
Okay.
I brought banana bread.
Banana bread, and I brought bananas and apples. It's going to be a great
show. This is like a smorgasbord of fun today. Chloe, what did you do last night? Anything fun or yesterday?
So I've been preparing for finals because that's next week.
Ugh, I'm sorry.
Don't miss those days.
Right.
So that's tragic. It was my youngest sister's birthday yesterday and my dog's birthday. My puppy is 1 year old.
I feel like you might be a little more excited about your puppy's birthday.
No.
Oh, it was so sweet. So they both got cakes. My mom made my boyfriend like a little gluten-free cake because he's gluten-free now. And it was really nice. It was such a sweet evening. I had fun.
Oh, I love that. What did I do? Oh, yeah, I went and got a heck of a workout. My legs and butt are so sore. I got a really intense workout. I went to Eat the Frog Fitness, so that was good. Then I did a quick nap, picked up Lulu. And oh my gosh, I'm telling you what, you guys, I had to do her math homework with her, and I was like challenged. I'm going to be in trouble when she's in eighth grade.
Wait, what grade is she in again? Fourth?
She's in fourth grade. I like had to put my calculator on my phone. I'm like, stand by.
So what kind of math is it? What are they doing, algebra or something?
Yeah, she does. No, it's more like converting things and measuring things and then real life scenarios like, you know, Porkchop has so many apples, and if he wants to sell apples to Chloe, you know, blah, blah, blah.
She hasn't done long division yet, has she?
They do long division. Ugh. So we did homework, we read, we DoorDashed. It was good. It was like kind of a chill night. I'm trying to make my plans for this weekend. So my friends want me to go to Nashville, which I want to go. I really shouldn't go because I'm trying to save money for the holidays, but I'm probably going to go.
And you have a friend in Nashville you haven't seen in a while. So.
I have a few friends in Nashville.
Do it.
You think I should?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm thinking about it.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it is tea time. Ooh, and this is juicy. Justin Timberlake is apologizing after those pics surfaced of him holding hands under the table with his co-star, Alicia Wainwright. Usually, he avoids the gossip. He doesn't address any rumors, but he took to Instagram, and this is what he said. I stay away from gossip as much as I can, but for my family, I feel it's important to address recent rumors that are hurting the people I love. A few weeks ago, I displayed a strong lapse in judgment, but let me be clear, nothing happened between me and my co-star. I drank way too much. I regret my behavior. Should have known better. This is not the example I want to set for my son.
Wait, but I don't understand. Was what he did really that bad?
Well, he's saying nothing happened, but I think it's embarrassing, obviously, for his beautiful wife, Jessica Biel, and his kiddos and family, because he was seen kind of rubbing her leg under the table, holding hands with a co-star. He's saying, hey, we didn't, you know, do anything, but it was still inappropriate, and he's like, I was just totally intoxicated. So he is apologizing.
Okay, I mean, I've seen, you know, I have a friend that usually sits right where I am sometimes. He does that. He gets a little huggy-huggy when he's drunk. That's okay, right? No?
I don't know. He is saying nothing happened, but.
Ooh, guilty conscience. Why does he have to come out and say nothing happened? I mean, I didn't think anything happened.
Yeah, obviously, Jessica Biel not too happy about that. So he is just saying, hey, I did it. I'm sorry, and it was inappropriate. So JT, he's a good dude. Julianne Hough. Now she's addressing these rumors. America's Got Talent, all the drama. Gabrielle Union got fired. Howard Stern was weighing in, saying it's a boys' club. Sharon Osbourne weighed in, saying the atmosphere is terrible. Behind the scenes. Now, Julianne Hough, who just exited, here's what she has to say.
I would just say that, my goodness, I just believe that and value at the like highest regard that everybody has a voice and should be heard, first and foremost.
So she's not saying too much, a little more wishy-washy. Here's the thing, though. Julianne Hough still has ties with NBC, so she's not going to bite back because she's still getting paid from them. So she's very PC and like, oh, you know, just keeping everything pretty vanilla, which is fine.
She's very PC, very pork chop.
Very pork chop-esque, yes. Billie Eilish, she's like when you turn bad pork chop, she's got a little extra swag, I would say. She is getting even more and more obsessed with the show The Office.
I'm actually almost always watching something on my phone, and it's normally The Office because I've seen it so many times. I have all the scenes memorized. Like, if I hear the audio, I know what I'm picturing what the scene is. It's crazy. Yesterday, I had my phone lying face down on my bed, and I was drawing, and it was just the audio from The Office. I was listening to the audio.
I think that's so cute. That's like her secret little obsession. Is there a show you're obsessed with secretly on the side, you two?
I used to watch Walking Dead all the time, back when that was popular.
How many seasons did The Walking Dead have?
I stopped.
They're still going.
I know, yeah. I stopped watching at 7. I'm pretty sure it's on 9 now. Is that right?
Mm-hmm, something like that.
I did something that infuriated people.
What?
I watched like the first 3, then fell off the wagon, and then jumped back on at like season 6.
What?
Season 6?
You can't do that.
So you don't even know who Herschel is. All of a sudden, Herschel's there, and then he's...
No, I don't. But it was pretty good. It was enticing. I love Big Little Lies. That was my jam. That's my show over on HBO. Hopefully, there is a season 3. I want to watch The Morning Show over on Apple TV.
Oh, it is so good.
That's what... Okay, so if you don't have Apple TV, can you subscribe or get it on the side?
I have no clue, okay. But my boyfriend has it, and we watch it every Friday when it comes out.
Everybody says it's the jam.
Is Apple TV, like, actually, like, you need an Apple, like, TV? Like, an actual thing? Or is it just, like, a subscription?
It's an app.
A subscription.
And do I need like a special TV?
We can do a free trial.
No.
See, okay, thank you. Me and my boyfriend had an argument yesterday.
It helps if you have like a nice 4K TV or something.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. But the Morning Show with Jen Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, I have to watch, especially being from television news, I need to check that out.
It's so good.
Okay. I've never watched an episode of The Office, by the way.
No! Oh, Chops, what the?
I know.
Okay, we gotta get you in on this.
I know.
And okay, you guys, Selena Gomez, is she dating Niall Horan? He's saying no.
Do I have a girlfriend? I don't. No, I'm very much single. Very much single.
Okay, so hopefully they're not secretly dating because that would be kind of a slap in her face. But there was rumors that they were a couple, they were a thing, but he's like, nope, I am totally 100% single. So I guess that's clearing that up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they would be a cute couple, though. I want her to find a cool man after Justin Bieber, you know? She needs somebody awesome. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. This is a little segment we like to call...
Wait, what happened?
All right, you got to hear these stories to believe them. Kicking things off with a poo-poo log found at Goodwill.
Wait, what happened?
Okay, get this. A secondhand shopper was browsing the book section at Goodwill, came across this really cute pink diary. It appeared to be like glittery. It says love, love, love on the cover. Turns to like, find out inside it was actually a poo-poo log, and someone had tracked all their bowel movements for the last year.
What's the purpose of that?
Like some said like it had sad face with like no go today. or like how many times like, you went to the restroom. Although I feel like Dr. Oz would love this because he says you should track like your system.
Wow.
How do we feel about this?
I know someone that used to only go like 3 times a month. Like no joke.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's so unhealthy.
That's what I thought. So that log must have been, you know.
I say at least twice a day you should.
Yeah, you're supposed to go
twice a day.
Keep it moving, honey.
Yeah. Oh, once a day.
Drink the coffee.
I'd be mortified if someone found like my like log of how.
Oh, that was a rough one. 2 p.m. did me in.
What log are we talking about here? kidding.
Well, keeping on that front, they placed dirty diapers in an Amazon box.
Wait, what happened?
Yes. Okay. So this family was so sick and tired of porch pirates, a Missouri family. They had had it with someone stealing all their Amazon boxes for the holidays. So they took their baby's dirty diapers and stuffed them in an Amazon box, literally taped it up as if brand new and put it on their front porch. And sure enough, the person, the porch pirate, it was the same lady who kept stealing all their stuff, stole the package of dirty diapers. She got hers in the end.
I honestly love it. That's so clever. Someone stole out of my car. They broke into my car and stole a backpack, and all I had in it was like disc golfs. So I feel like it was like the same thing. Like, great, that's all I got.
I remember back in the day, I had fake Chanel sunglasses, and and someone stole them out of my suitcase, and I was like,
oh, no.
I mean, I was sad, but it's like those are not worth. They were worth like $5. But I was still sad. Well, a single dad markets himself as a fake holiday boyfriend.
Wait, what happened?
This is really cute, actually. An Akron man, Akron, Ohio, is marketing himself as Christmas teddy bear. He took an ad out on Facebook Marketplace. His name is Matthew, and he posted that he will be your brand new Christmas boyfriend this holiday season. He posted cute, seductive pics of him in a teddy bear onesie in front of a highly decorated Christmas tree. And he posted, "Hey, girl. Are you in the market for a brand new Christmas boyfriend? We have a Christmas special. You can have me take me to all your dinner parties, your dates. Maybe we will fall in love." Now, he originally listed himself at a price of $10,000, but he added he was that was negotiable. And he said he had 500 women reach out to him.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen his picture? Is he a 10?
I mean, he's cute. It's more, I mean, I was like, oh, that's clever. No, I mean, I wasn't into it. But I have a Christmas party coming up. They're like, "Do you have a plus one?" I was like,
I think
it'd be fun to maybe rent a boyfriend for the night, you know?
Yeah.
Not $10,000. Yeah.
Maybe he could lower the price and just go on multiple dates with multiple women.
See? Now you're talking. I think he was just trying to get attention. Yeah. And it's working. Facebook did take it down, but he got a lot of attention for it. And lastly here, wait, that's not a dog.
Wait, what happened?
A man in Canada thought he hit a dog, and he felt so bad. He went to the side of the road, picked up the dog. To come to find out, he put a coyote in his passenger seat. This would be terrifying. So he clipped this poor animal. It flew into a ditch. He felt so terrible. He stopped his car, went to the side of the road to pick it up. He placed it in his back seat and then was like, "Hey, that doesn't really look like a dog. It was a freaking coyote." But he did get the coyote to the vet, and I'm happy to report the coyote will make a full recovery. But how dangerous?
Do you think the coyote was like grateful, or was the coyote like
savage and attacked him?
His death.
That's terrible. A lot of people don't walk their little dogs at night because the coyotes are vicious.
Side note, I saw there's a new sweater now that has spikes on it that you could put on tiny dogs.
And really?
It's to get like so coyotes don't attack it.
That's smart.
Right?
Available at where your boyfriend works?
Oh, no. I don't know. I saw this on Facebook somewhere. Okay. I got to get one though for my little
puppy.
That
is genius though. Now you know. Okay, you guys, it is Throwback Thursday. This is very exciting and I like it because our odds are better. Since there's three of us, it's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money holding it down.
Song of the day.
Song of the day.
Song of the day. Song of the day. Song of the day.
Woo! It's our favorite time of day, and it's Throwback Thursday, baby, so even better.
So here's how Song of the Day works if you're new to it. All you have to do is get your phone out and text the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140, and then you're going to vote for what song you want to hear next on the radio. But we've all kind of picked a song that we think should be the winning song, so we're all gonna plead our case.
Absolutely. And there's some new players in the mix because Joe is off, Liv is off, so it's producer Porkchop, myself, Mackenzie, intern Chloe Money, and Lenny Bree.
Oh, let me see.
Our producer in Houston's in the house.
Lenny, are you there?
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yeah, baby. So this is gonna be really fun. So new players in motion.
Yes. Oh, this is crazy. I'm excited. All right, Mackenzie, you're gonna go first. What
song? I get to go first?
Yes.
Okay. So this absolutely blew my mind when doing a little research. I love Katy Perry, and I cannot believe this one came out nearly 10 years ago. Because when someone says 2010, I think it's like a few years back. That's almost 10 years ago. So I went with Katy Perry, California Girls. So much fun. I'll get you going on your Thursday, almost to the weekend.
All right, and we'll let our technical producer down in Houston, H-Town Lenny Bree, man. Now, dude, you better be coming with some heat, because we've been doing Song of the Day for like 4 or 5 months now, and this is finally your first chance, so your song has to be so good. What do you got, Lenny Bree?
So, when I was coming up with this song, I realized that Throwback Thursday for me is like 5 years ago, but for you guys, it's like 10.
Yes.
So true.
So I had to look up songs, and I remember when I was like 12, there was this track right here, and it made me feel sexy as hell. It's Lloyd, Get It Shawty.
Excuse me, Miss Lady, how you doing? You better look right, get a tip, I like you, not pursuing. Can I get a little closer so I can get to know you and exchange names and things before the night is over?
Okay, oh, I'm impressed, Lenny Bree. This is a good song.
It's getting hot in here already.
And like Porkchop said, I need you guys to vote for me so that they can bring me back and give me another chance to really shine. Because Throwback Thursday, you know, it's a little old for me, but...
Okay, we'll see. All right, I'm going to go next. So I've said this many times before. I'm originally from New Jersey, and so is Bon Jovi. He's like huge in New Jersey. I mean, he's huge everywhere, but
yes.
Even bigger in New Jersey.
Bon Jovi's the man with the best hair in the business. He's got mane.
Me and my friends, when we were kids, like we pretended we had a little band, and like I was like the vocal. I don't know. We were all
the
vocals.
Lead singer.
Yeah, but it was terrible. We always tried to mimic this song right here. It's Bon Jovi. It's My Life.
It's my life, and it's now or never.
My life. All right, intern Chloe Money, what heat are you coming with today?
I was very surprised that the song I picked hadn't been picked before because it's such a good one, and I was also equally surprised that it hadn't won before. 1-2-Step by Sierra.
Watch it, don't stop it. Everybody get on the floor. Bring the party up. We about to get it on. Let me see you. 1-2-Step. I love it. 1-2-Step. Everybody, 1-2-Step.
All right, you get to vote for what song you want next.
Now, when you say that, I feel like you have to say bye, Sierra.
Oh, yeah. Sierra.
Yeah, so we need you to text the word song to 52140. Will it be myself, Mackenzie? Do you want a little California Girls in your life?
Maybe for Lenny Bree's song, Lloyd, Get It Shouty. Or mine, Bon Jovi, It's My Life. Or intern Chloe Money's 1-2-Step by Sierra. Vote right now by texting song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We're going to play that song next. Song of the Day results are in. This is a little different today, because usually right around this time I'm calculating votes.
Yes, you and Rosie.
But now I'm over here like trying to... Oh, I know what Joe usually does at this time. He does the Song of the Day recap. All right, so hopefully you texted song to 52140 and then voted for your song. Because if you did that, you would have known that you could have picked Mackenzie's song, California Girls. California girls were unforgettable.
Daisy Dukes, bikinis on top. Yes, honey. Hopefully that wins.
Or you could have picked Lenny Bree's song by Lloyd, Get It Shouty. Make me believe it. Mm-hmm. Or you could have went with my song, Bon Jovi, It's My Life. It's my life, and it's now or never. Yeah, I ain't gonna live forever. Or you could have went with intern Chloe's song, Sierra. Come on, say it with me.
Sierra!
One, two, step.
One, two, step. I love it. One, two, step. This is a tight vote for Throwback Thursday, and it's really fun because it's myself, Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, and intern Chloe Money in the mix, plus producer Lenny Bree, a new player. So we're going to see who will be crowned Song of the Day winner.
All right, let's go over to producer Porkchop and Rosie and see if the results are in. They're not in yet, but I'm getting there.
The suspense is killing us, Chops.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure it was super intense today. Chloe, you spelled my name wrong.
What? No way.
Yes, you did. You put an extra C in there.
Why?
Let it go, pork chop.
Why did I do that?
I don't know, but it's okay. Because didn't matter. I got dead last place.
No love for JBJ?
Yeah, oh, it's bad. Bad.
Not a JBJ day.
Tragic.
13% of the vote went to me. Man, I love that song. It's okay.
Blame it on me misspelling your name.
Yes.
They didn't know who they were not voting for.
Right? I knew it was going to lose, but I like that song, so whatever. Third place with just 18% of the vote, Mackenzie.
No! Did you count Emily who called and voted?
I did.
Oh, man.
Lenny, Bree, and I are in the top two.
I think this is actually wonderful because, you know, Chloe Money doesn't always get to play, and Lenny Bree, this is his first time.
Sorry, Lenny Bree, I didn't have you turned down. I got you turned up now. You can talk if you want. You there?
Lenny Bree in Houston.
I was just going to say that this song is sexy as hell, and I'm 100% confident that everybody wants to get freaky today.
I was leaning on it when I was listening to it and like getting the clip.
Are you going to take your shirt off in your studio and dance if you win?
You know what? Yes, I will. And I'll post it.
Okay, perfect.
Well, you know what, Lenny? You should have probably said that beforehand because with 23% of the vote, you got second place. Congratulations to Chloe. With a whopping, I don't know where the high horn is. There we go. With a whopping 44% of the votes.
Money with the sweep.
Everyone.
This is a good song though. When I DJ and like I'm, you know, I play this song and they love it.
And I want Chloe Money to intro it, and you got to say Sierra. Sierra.
It is a great song. Congratulations, Chloe Money.
Yes, enter Chloe.
Your song of the day. Guys, we got to get to something very important.
Okay.
All right. So I want to throw out the term cubbing. Do you guys know what that means?
I know the Chicago Cubs.
I know what a
big
cub
fan
is, like a baby animal.
All right. So this is like a whole new deal. Candace Bushnell, she wrote Sex and the City. And she has the term cubbing, which refers to a younger man pursuing an older woman. So it's really like the exact opposite of like a cougar. It's the youngins, like the 20-something dudes, purposefully going after 30-something, 40-something, even 50-something women.
I think I have a question.
Okay.
So you said purposely going after. So does that
pursuing.
Mean... Or pursuing. So does that mean that this is like a sugar daddy thing in reverse? Where like, you know, someone's just looking for a sugar daddy? Or is it like these younger guys are actually interested and they want to date these older women?
Okay, we're going to get to this. I want to throw out the number, first of all. Do you think this is a good idea? Women, I want to hear from my girls. Have you dated a guy in his 20s and was it a good idea or not? If you're like in your 30s. 833-563-2539. Good idea or not to go cubbing? So basically it's saying, no, and this is so funny. because I was talking to one of my girlfriends. Actually, it was our psychic, celebrity psychic, Natalie Tomlinson, who's coming on the show at 8:30, 7:30 Central. And she's like, oh, Kinsey, don't ever go out. Because I've been asked out by a bunch of guys in their 20s, and I'm in my 30s. And I'm always like, it's flattering, but... I feel like, do all guys in their 20s just want one? I mean, they're serious. Do they want something real or is they just want fun? I feel like probably just fun.
I don't know.
I'm hesitant to accept because I'm like, where's this going?
I mean, I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, if it's like a sugar daddy situation in reverse, maybe I'd do it. Like with a
well-to-do woman?
Yeah, like I would go out with a woman who's older than me. Like, but I would do it if she was like, you know... giving me money to go out to lunch with her or something.
Chops. But what if you were really attracted to an older woman? Like say she's beautiful. She's like stunning, like better than most of the 20, 30 somethings you see.
I mean, it's really, really hard for me to imagine because I think I've made it very clear that I'm only interested in like younger guys or girls. I mean, I don't want to say super younger. Like my boyfriend's only 4 years younger than me. My ex was like 6 years younger.
And Chops has dated women, by the way.
Yeah, I have.
In the past.
So, like, when it comes to women, I'm only interested in 3 years younger. I've always said
Wait. You said that too fast. When you date a woman, you only are interested in exactly like, 3 years younger?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. Yeah.
So that would be for you, what, 27?
Yeah.
Okay.
28.
That's your sweet spot.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, and I've said before, I could never, never, ever, ever, ever date someone older than me. So,
okay. I think we got a call. I want to see the opinion on this issue.
Yes. Wendy, what did you want to say?
Hey, girl.
Wendy, are you there?
Wendy, can you hear us? Oh, we must have lost her. Oh, shoot. We think she's on the line. Wendy, can you hear us, Wendy?
She is not there.
Oh, dang it. Okay, we wanted her opinion on if dating a younger guy is a good idea or not. I don't know. I think here's the thing. I think the younger guys feel like it's not, they don't have pressure because if they date an older woman, she's kind of, it's like she's established. They don't have to like pay for everything and do that. I don't know.
I know. Wendy, let me try you one more time. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
Wendy,
sorry.
We had some technical difficulties. Okay. What's your opinion on this cubbing situation?
I am 38 and my boyfriend is 29.
And how is it working? Wait, did he approach you? Was he pursuing you?
Yes, he pursued me.
And at first, were you hesitant? Were you like, I don't know, because he's in his 20s?
Yes.
Okay, now tell us, how is the dating going?
I've never been in a better relationship.
Really? What do you love about it? I mean, just intimately, I'm sure it's great.
Oh my gosh, no problems there. But I mean, he's just, like, I have 3 kids, and he's just more mature than the guys my age.
Okay, and he didn't eke him out that you have children, and he's like in his 20s.
Oh, he asked all about me, but all the people I work with, and he knew everything about me, and he still was interested.
I love this. Do you ever feel like, are you ever embarrassed that he's 20s, or are you like proud, like, yeah, I scored like a...
I'm proud that he's in his 20s.
Yes, okay, so cubbing, one for cubbing.
I could never. Never, but our technical producer, Lenny Bree in Houston, he said he loves the older women.
Oh, yes, Lenny Bree.
Yeah, I definitely need me an older woman with some experience, you know what I mean? These girls my age, they're just like groupies.
What are you sick of? Okay, so girls in their 20s, what aren't you feeling about them?
Oh my gosh. Either they want something from you or they're going to screw you over or there's just drama involved and they're like texting you 24/7. But an older woman, she's got a life, you know, she's got a job, she's focused.
See, I feel like Lenny Bree would be he's like a cub, he'd be like cubbing, this is perfect, this is exactly what the Sex and the City ladies are talking about.
I'm with the cubbing, baby.
Lenny Bree, are you single?
I am single.
Mackenzie? Are you single? Long distance?
I'm gonna fly me out to Indy.
I'm sweating.
Oh, boy.
Woo! Okay. Good to know. Yes. All right. Well, thanks, Lenny Bree. Thanks for making me blush. Love you.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes. It is tea time. Starting things off with big engagement news. Congrats to Emma Stone. She's one of my favorite actresses. She is engaged. She is engaged to her longtime boyfriend, Dave McCreary.
He's amazing.
Oh, yes. Okay, so she's 30, and she's been dating this dude since 2017. He's a writer over on SNL. They were spotted in New York, and she's got her major bling. You know, SNL people, like on people on SNL and writers, they get a lot of celebrity, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, engagements. I mean, let's see, Scarlett Johansson, Colin Jost, and then Ben Affleck dated an SNL producer for a long time.
Did Emma Stone get a big stone for her engagement ring?
Are you here all morning, Chops? You got the jokes, honey. Congrats, I love that. Moving on to Will Smith. Now, have you guys seen Bad Boys?
I haven't. I wanted to. It just came out on Redbox.
I feel like you and Redbox are so cute. Yes, you should. I feel like you would love this movie. Okay, so he and Martin Lawrence are talking about the upcoming sequel.
It's been really special. Like, we shot some pieces in Atlanta. And just people seeing us together on the street, there's like this really magical thing with Bad Boys that I didn't know that people had that kind of energy towards it. But, well, we back. We here.
We back. We here. That was Martin Lawrence. So get ready. The boys are pretty much done, and they're promoting their new movie, and it's going to be awesome. So make sure you check out the first one.
I think I saw the previews for it. Is that the one with, like, the three kids, and they're just, like, crazy? Like, they're bad boys, right? Wait, Bad
the
Boys?
Cops.
Oh, no. Crack. I was thinking,
they're
wow.
They're cops. It's Will Smith,
I'm
Martin Lawrence.
So embarrassed. I was thinking Good Boys. That's the one with, like, what's his name? I always forget. Seth Rogen.
Oh, no.
That he made.
This is like their cops. Yeah, you
I'm
gotta watch
idiot.
It. Watch the original, and then the sequel's coming out.
Yeah, right. Okay. Gotta watch that.
Oh, producer Pork Chop, we love you. Moving on to Hillary Clinton. This was a big score for Howard Stern. Hillary sat down and said, no, I am not into ladies.
Well, contrary to what you may hear, I actually like men.
Oh, right, yeah. That's the other thing.
You're a
lesbian. Women friends.
Yeah. Raise your right hand. Yeah. You've never had a lesbian affair.
Never. Never even been tempted.
So, wow. Okay. That was like a rumor going around about Hillary Clinton, and she just wanted to set the record straight. I mean, she is still married to Bill, so.
I was going to say, doesn't she have a husband?
Well, yeah, Bill Clinton, of course. But there were rumors, you know, they've had the ins and outs with their relationship. But that was actually very candid. I liked that interview a lot because she got real. And Willie Nelson getting really real about giving up smoking the green stuff.
I have abused my lungs quite a bit in the past, so breathing is a little more difficult these days. And I have to be careful. Mistreated myself since I was this big, you know. Started out smoking cedar bark, and went from that to cigarettes or whatever, and that almost killed me.
Oh man, do you guys think? I mean, I think it's good he's stopping, but I mean, he is 86, almost 90. It's kind of like, hopefully at this point, will it matter?
Ugh, yeah,
it's never too late to start taking care of yourself. But
you could hear him too when he was talking. He was like, so I mean, it's a good thing that he stopped. I mean, sometimes I sound like that, but I don't smoke.
I know, Willie. We want you to live forever. All right. Well, there is your tea. Good morning. What's going on? It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. It's myself, McKenzie, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money, holding things down the rest of the show. Probably sleeping, probably on vacay. Hopefully they'll be up for this, though, because it is juicy. It's time for group therapy. Here's the deal. We have Ashley on the line. Ashley wrote into us saying she was strapped for cash. We feel you, girl. Needed some extra money for the holidays. So she was like, hey, what do I have that's valuable? My diamond ring. Was going to sell her diamond. And we want to know what is happening. Ashley, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ash. So no shame in that game. Everyone's strapped. We got to buy all the presents and things. So you were going to sell your engagement ring. What's going on?
I feel dumbfounded, honestly. Like, I've been lied to my entire life. Okay, so like you said, I was trying to get some extra money to pay for these gifts. We've been sort of in a tight spot right now. And I normally only wear my wedding band anyway, so I didn't think my husband would really ever notice if I went and, you know, got rid of my engagement ring. I really thought we would make like a couple thousand off it at least.
Yeah, and like that pressure, it'll alleviate some pressure, some stress. I mean, it stinks.
Yeah.
You never want to have to do that, but, you know, you got to do it to desperate times, right?
Yeah, and who knows, you know, we can get another one another time, but So, yeah, I went to the jewelry store where I thought he bought it, and I was so embarrassed to find out that it's fake. It's fake, like CZ, like cubic zirconia fake, you know?
You had no idea at all?
No. I'm mortified.
What did, like, they say to you when you're, like, expecting, oh, this is worth, you know, a couple thousand, and they're like, hey.
No, the jeweler not only, like, not even $100. The jeweler told me it was probably worth, like, $75 top. Oh.
I mean, is this that big of a deal, though, you know? Because, like, it's, you know, what's most important is the love, not the
ring. Are you kidding me, though? Well, like, it's a lie. I thought he saved for a long time for it, you know?
So, like, he never said, hey, this, you thought this was a real diamond that you've been wearing. How long have you been wearing it?
7 years.
Okay, so then you're embarrassed. Then what do you do? Do you call him? Do you storm home? Does he know?
I got really upset, and I marched home. I started yelling at him, you know, the whole thing. I called him a liar for giving me this fake rock. It just really upset me, and now he's mad at me.
Why is he for selling it?
Yeah, for trying to sell it in the first place. He says that it represents our love for each other and our engagement and all that.
Yeah,
you know,
see,
as much as $75 can really express that. But yeah, so he's upset at me. Like, I don't even know what to do, because how could he possibly be upset at me for this?
Okay, when we got to open up the phone lines here. 833-563-2539. Who is in the right here? Should Ashley be mad at her man because she was wearing a fake rock the entire time, didn't know? Or is he in the right for being upset that she was going to sell the engagement ring he proposed with, but she needed the extra cash, so was kind of going to do it on the DL? Oh, girl. I just am mortified for you at the jewelry store. I feel really bad because I cannot even picture that moment when they told you that.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Oh, man, this is hot. The phone lines are blowing up. What's going on? It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Group therapy in session. We have Ashley on the line. Ashley, in a nutshell, was strapped for cash, went to sell her engagement ring on the DL, wanted a couple thousand for her diamond. Come to find out, not a real diamond. It is cubic zirconium, not worth a thousand, maybe worth $75. All right, Ashley, people want to talk to you. We were wondering, is Ashley in the wrong? Is her husband in the wrong? Because he's mad at her for even attempting to sell it. She's mad at him because she's like, all my life, our married life, it's been a lie. Okay, Chops, who do we have on the phone?
Katie is pretty heated first, so let's go to Katie.
All right, hey, Katie, what do you think? Who is in the right? These two are not speaking. They're not on speaking terms right now.
I literally have so many opinions about this. So, first of all, if you're strapped for cash around the holiday season, it's nothing new that Christmas comes in December. So if you need to start saving in July or even in February, you know what? Then that's what you got to do. You don't go behind your husband's back, because you'd be mad if he did the same thing to you, first of all. Second of all, she's not mad that it's fake. She's mad that she didn't get no cash in her hand.
Katie.
And third of all, I think she deserves a slap in her face, because I know if I went to sell my engagement ring behind my husband's back, I would expect him to be mad. So I don't understand why she's confused on why he's upset with her.
Katie, the husband did go behind her back for the ring. I don't know. Ashley?
Yeah, Ashley, what do you want to say to Katie?
Well, we're already in December, so if I was wanting to start saving, I should have already started doing that. I get that. There's a reason why I did what I did, and to be embarrassed and thinking that your husband, like, spent some time and, like, really thought of you and really gave you something special on a day where it meant your relationship, and to find out that that's fake and that he's made, like, no effort to remedy that, I feel like that would hurt anybody's feelings. especially when they're trying to make your Christmas special, even though that they're not in a situation where they can. So I would think that you should be more compassionate, Katie. I get what you're saying, but come on. Like, okay, well, I get it. We're already in Christmas, but I'm trying, so get over it.
I think maybe you should be a little more compassionate to your husband and accept the fact that he gave you what he could offer you, and don't base your love off of a price range.
Okay, thank you very much, Katie. All right, let's go into another caller. Chops, who do we have?
Star has a very interesting point. Star, what did you want to say?
What I have to say to you, Ashley, is basically I don't think that he was right for doing you like that. I feel that you should be seeking legal advice, because at this point, he's been basically telling you a lie all of this time, and I would have been embarrassed just as well. That's embarrassing.
Thank you.
Saying, well, this is fake. Oh, our relationship has been based off of a lie.
Wow, yeah. So that's deep. So you say seek legal counsel regarding it.
Yes. I think that that's wrong.
Okay, good opinion. Thank you very much, Star. Okay, who do we have next, Jops?
Jessica, I think. Jessica, don't curse, though. You seem, like, pretty heated.
Yeah, no cursing, Jess. What are your thoughts on this, girl?
Hey, don't worry about no cursing here. I understand why she would feel upset about the fake ring at first, but to base it as, like, your whole relationship is a lie on a piece of jewelry, I just think it's highly materialistic. Love is not based on anything that it you can physically hold, and if you're questioning your entire relationship on a ring...
Can you hold honesty? Because I didn't get that either.
Mm. Well, no, you can't hold honesty, which you're only helping prove my point, is, you know... It's just a ring. It's just supposed to be a symbol. It could be a bread tie that symbolizes your love. I think you're putting too much weight on whether or not the ring is real or fake. If you love your husband, then it's not going to matter what's on your hand.
So no, it doesn't, but I would love him to be honest with me about that before.
Yeah.
I do think it would have been a different scenario if he was like, hey, I'm going to give you this huge rock, but it isn't real. And then you're like, okay, whatever. I don't really care. But the fact that he kind of didn't tell you that, I understand that you're upset. But I understand both sides. And I understand that he's upset that you went to sell it and that was an engagement ring that he gave you.
I wish I had time to get the drop that Material Girl song.
But it's not. She feels blindsided, but he's mad too. Great opinions. Thank you so much for the call. Who do we have next, Chops?
Jen, what did you want to say?
Hi, I just wanted to say I'm with the husband. Unfortunately, I feel like it's really shallow and very materialistic to think that. You know, your relationship should not be based on, you know, a piece of rock that's not fake, that is fake.
It's not based on that. You know it's not based on that. But for somebody, it's okay for me to be upset at the fact that my husband didn't say, I love you, I can't afford a ring, here's a sterling silver band or whatever. Like, let's just get married in a courthouse. We could have, like, saved on other things. We could have talked about it. But we can't because I'm materialistic. Like, I'm materialistic about a ring when... That's so insane.
You feel lied to.
I just can't understand how you don't understand how your husband is upset.
I understand that he's upset. I understand that he's upset at me, but I'm trying to make things better, and he's been lying to me.
I'm not sure how.
I understand you're compassionate for him. Everyone's always going to be compassionate for the guy. I get it.
For the guy,
he got me a ring. I didn't ask for the ring, so don't lie about it.
Someone would be compassionate for you, but you have a story that you're upset about a fake ring that you were trying to pawn. To try to sell. I would be the same upset. If you don't have the money for Christmas, then you don't spend it.
Mm. Okay.
So have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. I mean, and you know, money, that stresses us all out. And it's like, obviously, you want to pre-plan months and months, but sometimes you could come on a hard time. So, Ash, I understand. I understand both sides. I understand, Ashley, you being embarrassed, you thinking you had a real ring and it's not real. And then I also understand the husband, you know, your hubby being mad, like, hey, why are you trying to sell the ring I gave you? But then he might be upset also that he's busted because he never fessed up to not getting you a real ring.
And, Ashley, if you listen tomorrow morning for Song of the Day, I'm picking Material Girl for you. So.
No! Oh, Ashley, and I'm sorry, I don't feel like we really helped you at all. I appreciate everyone calling in.
It was like an Ashley
riling it up.
But Ashley, when you start speaking to your husband again, will you please call us? Because I'm dying to find out what happens.
I will keep you updated.
But
we got you, girl.
And hopefully you guys can save up and you can get your real ring and everything will be all good. You'll have a fabulous Christmas, all right?
Ring pops are 25 cents.
Right. Thanks, Chops. All right, Ashley, thank you much. That so much. That was group therapy. Woo! That was hot. Good morning. It's Mackenzie and Joe and Mackenzie hanging out with producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money, holding things down. The rest of the show, probably sleeping in. They're on vacay. We're having a lot of fun. And now this is really interesting because I actually really, really want one of these. I'm saving up. Okay, have you heard? You've heard of Peloton, right? That's a cool bike. You see all the ads with the instructors. It's as if you're in a cycle class, but you can do it from the comfort of your home.
So it's just a cycling bike, that's, yeah, right? For, yes, exercising.
Yes.
Okay, and it's stationary.
They are spendy. Some, okay, some probably around like $2,200-ish. So it's, you know, it's an investment if you get one. They're about $2,000. So here's the deal. There's this new ad that's causing all kinds of controversy. And we have a little bit for you now. It's basically a really cute guy getting his very beautiful wife, who's already slender, looks to be in shape, a Peloton for the holidays.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Now.
A Peloton? Give it up for our first time riding.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited. Let's do this. 5 days in a row. You surprised?
I am. 6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
Let's go, Grace in Boston. 50 rides.
She just said my name. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton.
See, I don't see anything wrong, but people are up in arms saying that this is like sexist, that this is a stereotype. You get your woman, oh, hey, get in shape. Here's a bike to exercise on. So we want to know, is this cute or cringy? What are your thoughts? Are you okay with this ad? 833-563-2539. Peloton not pulling the ad. They're sticking by it, even though people are outraged over this ad.
So are people outraged because they're saying, like, let's say like a guy gets this for his girlfriend for Christmas, they're saying that's like fat shaming or something?
Yeah, they're kind of saying this is like stereotype, like getting your wife a vacuum.
Okay.
But like sometimes you want a Dyson. You want a, you know what I mean? I don't think,
right.
I think it's something that she wanted and he gave it to her, and she, but it's saying, oh, get the little wife, like giving her a hint, hint, you giving her a bike and she's already slender and in shape and people are upset about it. Just don't think it's appropriate in the climate that we're in.
I don't know. I think it's all right because I don't know, like, if I got some, like, maybe pre-workout or some, you know, barbells or dumbbells for Christmas, I'd be happy. That's, like, I know that'd be, like, my boyfriend saying, oh, like, dude, like, bulk up. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? I wouldn't be upset. I know I'm not, you know, fit and strong. So, yeah, sure, that'd be a great gift,
okay,
for me.
Okay, let me ask you this. And he would never, because your boyfriend is the sweetest hostage boy. But what if he got you, like, a scale?
And
you did not. You didn't really ask for it. He's just like, here, because, okay, I know you want to start a fitness journey.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, don't get your girl this this bike for Christmas. That's messed up. Unless, like, she points it out. If this is a situation where she's like, yeah, that, I want it.
Yeah.
By all means, go get it. But don't. You can't just go get her that.
Yeah, because the people are saying it's sexist, too. So I wonder if people would be upset if it was reversed and, like, the girl, the wife, had gotten the husband a bike. Because it kind of would still be the same thing. Phone lines are blowing up. We want to know, do you think this is cute or cringy on Peloton's behalf?
Elena, what do you think?
I think it's kind of silly, because what if she actually wanted the bike? What if she's into cycling and that's what she really wanted? You know, I had a friend who, it gave her comfort to push mow their grass. And so for Christmas, her husband gave her a push mower. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, that's so rude. And my friend was like, that's what I wanted. I love to cut the grass. I love it.
That is, see, that's a great point.
It's kind of silly.
Yeah, I would be ecstatic if someone got me this $2,000 bike.
Me too. That would mean I could, like, give up my gym membership and wouldn't have to go into the gym all the time.
Right, exactly. But people, you know, I understand that people are like, oh, that. I understand why they're upset, but I just think people are being a little too sensitive personally over it.
Oh my goodness, we have to ask Lydia. Lydia, tell me, what do you have?
I have both the Peloton treadmill that I got for my birthday gift last month from my husband, and the Peloton bike.
Okay, so you are the woman, like, in
ticked.
This ad. So you're upset
I
about
am.
It. Okay, why are you upset? You think it's cringy?
No, I do not. I think we put too much emphasis on weight these days, because just because the girl is skinny doesn't necessarily mean she feels good mentally, physically. And who cares? I mean, my husband got me the treadmill because I work full time. I have 2 kids under 3, and I don't have time to get to the gym. And I I like to take care of myself, and I need to find these pockets of time. So I think people are just too over-sensationalizing this whole commercial. I need to just look at it for what it is. The husband got her a gift, and she loves it, and it's making her feel better. So
you bring up a great point.
That's kind of how I take it.
So you're happy that he got it for you?
I love it. I actually used it this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning when everyone was still sleeping.
See, I love to bring up a great point. It's not just for weight loss. I mean, I work out just for the stress relief alone, for the mental focus. I mean, this gal obviously looks like she's in shape, but you're right. It's for convenience too. And you're like a super mom when you're like a mommy and you're working. And if you want an exercise bike, I understand people think it's sexist, but I really think they're overreacting to this ad. All right, it's McKenzie on Joe and McKenzie along with producer Porkchop and intern Chloe Money in the house. We're talking about this Peloton ad. This is this bike. It's like $2,000. I actually want one, but people are up in arms about this ad because they're saying it's sexist. It's like, oh, give the little wifey a bike, telling her she needs to lose weight. We want to know if you think this ad is cute, it's fine, whatever, or it's cringy. We have a little bit of it for you now.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Now.
A Peloton? Give it up for our first time ride.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited. Let's do this. 5 days in a row. You surprised?
I am. 6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
Let's go, Grace in Boston. 50 rides.
She just said my name. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton.
Okay, so we have mixed reactions on this. I personally would not be offended at all because I want one of these, but people are upset saying it's stereotypical. All right, Chops, who do we have? Phone lines are hot. We want to know, do you think this ad is cute or cringy?
Whitney seems heated. Whitney, what do you want to say this morning?
I think it is absolutely awesome. I think people get way too offended nowadays. I asked for a Shark stand-up compact vacuum and pots and pans for Christmas, and my husband got them for me, and I'm absolutely going to love them. That doesn't mean he's expecting me to be in the kitchen cooking and doing wife things, whatever, all night. But
I'm
absolutely excited.
So totally with you.
This is your chance for people that are listening right now that get too offended. What do you have to say to them?
Quit being so offended. Just get over it. I think he's investing in her health, and if that's what her goals are, then that's where the focus needs to be. Crazy.
Right. I wonder if people would be upset if it was reversed, like if the husband had gotten the wifey had gotten the husband a Peloton, if people would still be upset. I don't think that's saying, hey, honey, you got to lose a few. It's probably something she wanted. And there's other benefits of exercise, like stress relief, and it's convenient to have a bike at your house.
Or you could have just gotten a gift card to Liv's Cycle Bar, and Liv could like train you how to ride a bike,
there
right?
There you go. There's so many options. Porkchop, I love giving things away. What's going on? It's McKenzie on Joe and McKenzie. Producer Porkchop and I and intern Chloe Money are holding things down, and we want to give you a $100 gift card to Amazon. It's our DC Heroes of the Multiverse trivia question. And here's the thing. It's like 50-50 shot you're going to get this question correct, so the odds are very, very good. Is this question tough, would you say, Producer Porkchop?
No, it's pretty easy. Yet the other days, it was like I wasn't 100% sure, but I think today's question is really easy. And you're right, it is a 50-50, either true or false.
I love it. So $100 to Amazon. You can spend it yourself, spend it on gifts, give it away as a gift. Of course, we're talking about Supergirls kicking off this 5-part event series, Heroes of Batman, The Flash, Arrow, and DC's Legends of Tomorrow on the CW. So we're hooking you up. Okay, who is going to answer our trivia question?
All right, let's see. We've got Abraham. Good morning. Are you there, Abraham?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Do you think you know your DC Heroes of the Multiverse?
Oh, yes. I've been watching and keeping up with all those shows up until now, so I hope I do.
Are you excited for the 5-part crossover coming up this weekend?
Yes, I am. I am.
All right.
Only on the CW. We are thrilled to give you a shot at a $100 gift card to Amazon. Okay, producer Porkchop is going to give you the question.
All right, here we go. True or false? Kate Kane, a.k.a. Batwoman, is kicked out of military school. True or false?
True.
That is correct!
Yes!
Abraham!
You just got $100 Amazon gift card.
Boom.
Thank
right
you so
on.
Much for the CW. What are you going to do with it, man?
I'm sorry?
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to see what I can get for my family. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see what I can get for them. Amazon always has something good for the family.
Was that the easiest $100 you've ever made in your entire life?
Yes, thanks to you guys. You guys are awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Thank you, Abraham. Congratulations. Make sure to tune in to Crisis on Infinite Earths, the CW's five-part crossover event of the year, starting Sunday with Supergirl at 8 p.m. on Wish TV Channel 8, your home for the CW in Indy, and at 7 p.m. on KIAH CW 39 in Houston. Man, I love when people win.
I can't believe that. He just literally made $100 in 1 second. Like, yeah. How long am I working today? 8 hours? Is that more than a... No, I don't know. Who knows how much
great?
I made today?
We should do this again tomorrow, same time.
Sounds good. We will do it.
Okay, I love it. Good morning. It's Mackenzie on Joe and Mackenzie. Holding things down with producer Pork Chop. Intern Chloe Money in the house. Everyone else is on vacation. We are having so much fun, and it's about to get even more fun because one of our good friends, Natalie Tomlinson, is joining the show. She is a celebrity psychic, and we're going to pick her brain. We're going to get some predictions for the new year. Natalie, can you hear me, doll?
Good morning, Vietnam! How the hell are you guys?
We're so great. And you are West Coast time. She is in California, so she's joining us. So thank you for getting up so early. And she's just a ray of sunshine.
Do you know what? I'm up before the squirrels. It is dark. It's cold. It's damp in Los Angeles. It's like, I feel like I'm on the East Coast.
Well, we are so happy that we get to have you. And so we are going to, we want people to call in right now with one burning question. Natalie will answer it. 833-563-2539. This is your chance. You have a question. You know you do. Natalie is here for you. And I know producer Porkchop wanted to know a little something, Natalie, if you have any tidbits of his future, what's coming up in his life.
Porkchop, are you there? Can you hear me, darling?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
How's that pussycat of yours?
Oh, they're good. Tony and Lainey, they're good. Last time I talked to you, I remember you said that Lainey's back leg might not be feeling too well. Please don't be mad at me. I still haven't taken her to the vet yet.
Porkchop!
Was the cat limping? Because I felt like maybe he pulled a muscle or maybe jumped from a height and maybe pulled something, but I felt one of the back legs wasn't very good.
Yeah,
Is it the elder one?
No, she's the younger one. Her whole life, she's kind of been walking with a limp on her back, like a slight limp. It doesn't hurt her. I mean, trust me, like, I'm going to take her to the vet, you know.
You better.
She's okay, she's fine, but
yeah,
I don't have the finances right now. I mean, I will. I don't want to sound like a bad pet owner. I take great care of my pet.
All right, so Natalie, we want to know, producer Porkchop met his boyfriend. We call him Hostage Boy because they went on the first date. It lasted an entire week. Now they live together. They are in love. Is this going to last? Is he the one?
Well, the thing is, you see, Porkchop's excited about it. Is this gentleman a little younger, perhaps?
Is he younger than you, Chops?
Yeah, he's...
like 2 years or something?
He's 27, so he's 4 years younger than me.
Okay, yeah, so a little bit younger. So it's a bit of young love. You're just having a good time. Don't look at the long haul of it. Just enjoy the moment because people will come and go in your life, and you're both still young. So just enjoy the journey at the moment and have fun, and then let's see what will happen. Do I feel that you're going to be with him forever and ever? Amen? Yeah. Just a little bit, maybe not so much.
But I feel she's gonna be real. She has to be honest.
I have to be real. I've got to tell you what I see. Do I see you in the next 5 years together? Not necessarily, because you might have rows and then you storm off and all that. But for now, I feel like it's lovely. Enjoy the journey. Don't look at the big picture. If we do that, we'll hang ourselves. We can't do that. You've got to enjoy the moment, because at the end of the day, life's made up of lots of moments. Pork choppy.
So
don't get yourself. Darling, don't get your knickers in a twist. Enjoy, have fun.
Of course. Well, then, speaking of enjoying and having fun, is there anything else?
You're planning a trip. I see that. There's some little warm trip coming up. So
yay.
I'm trying to...
I don't know, maybe a little Florida trip. Somewhere warm.
Ooh.
I don't think it's L.A. because right now you might need an umbrella here.
Because it's rainy.
It's raining. I wish it was raining men. Hallelujah.
There was possibly, we were talking about going and visiting Florida, like my boyfriend and I were, yeah.
See?
Uh-huh.
Did you talk about that in the last couple of days, then? That's what I feel.
Yes.
It's, yeah, good.
We didn't make any direct... Yeah.
It's happening.
We didn't make any direct plans. We just started talking about it and saying we would like to do that.
Well, she's manifesting it.
You will. Just get in the finances and get a little sort of little deal and just have a little breakaway. I'm not saying you're going for a two-week vacation and laying there with big tequilas. I just feel like it might be a few days.
Again, Natalie Tomlinson, she's a celebrity psychic. She's on the line. If you have a question for her, 833-563-2539. Natalie, before we get to everyone's fabulous calls, yes. Do you have any predictions for me, love?
I've got a lot of predictions for you. Some I can tell you, but not all of them in the air.
Okay.
There might be a little,
Ooh,
might be a little personal.
Secret,
and secondly,
secrets.
There might be to do with work.
Oh.
Ooh la la.
Is there anything you can say on air and then we'll dish off?
Yeah, no, I do feel that you've got some TV work coming up as well. I definitely feel there's some new presentations. You're going to also going for a be, it's around the February mark. It's either you've got an interview or there's something that's good. So you can still do the radio, don't get me wrong. But I feel that this will be entwined and it'll be something good for you. And it's definitely television, not radio.
See, that's the thing. But I like to do it all. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You'll be able to mix it all up. But there's definitely a little couple of trips coming up. And I don't necessarily mean vacations, but there's two different trips coming up in a short space of time. So, like, maybe like in 2 weeks, you've got to go here and then you've got to go there. But it's all going to go like bang, bang, bang. So you might not know about it now, but you might get a phone call like, can you come here? And then somebody might say, well, we've got an interview somewhere else. But it's all work-related rather than pleasurable, let's hang up our bikinis and walk around looking gorgeous, which you always do, by the way. You look amazing, Mackenzie.
Oh, Natalie, likewise.
Listen, I've got to tell you, I've watched and I've seen all these shows, all these e-shows. They need to have you on because you are definitely for Los Angeles. You are that star, darling.
I'm blushing. I feel all warm inside. Well, we adore you. Thank you very much. We have to get to all these. The phone lines, of course, Natalie, are blowing up for you. Everyone has a question for Natalie Tomlinson. NatalieTomlinson.com is her website. 833.
My website is actually, as we speak, it's being changed. They're fixing it and doing, you know, like... it's been switched over, so it's a little bit of delays.
Okay.
Yeah, as we speak. Yeah,
at Psychic Natalie on social media. To Natalie Tomlinson. So 833-563-2539. Well, this is so much fun. It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money, holding it down on Joe and Mackenzie. Celebrity psychic and good friend of the show, Natalie Tomlinson, is joining us, and she is answering...
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, love. She's answering your question. You get one burning question for free. It's your time to shine with Natalie right now. Porkchop, our phone line's blowing up. Who's first?
Yes, we are going to Misty. Misty, go ahead and ask your question.
Hello. Okay, my question is, in my current relationship, will he propose? I am a widow of 8 years, and it's something I'm a little sensitive to. I just want to know, will I get that chance again, or do I confine myself to what our relationship is now?
Can you hear me, Misty? Because you sound really far away.
Misty, can you hear Natalie?
Yes, I can.
Okay, she can hear you, Nat.
All right, darling. Good morning, darling. You sound a little bit stressed, sweetie. I hope you're not driving.
Yes, I am, actually.
Oh, well, try this on the road rather than just focusing on your question, because I know you're a little bit stressed. Don't worry about being late for work. Just take your time on the road. I feel around Christmas, which is here, it's a good time for you. So there's some nice things going on as well. I feel that when anybody proposes, they usually have a ring. Rings cost money. So I feel there's going to be delays with something like that. Unless they're going to get a very, you know, an inexpensive ring or something like that. Give the person some time, but I feel down the line, but not right this minute. I don't feel like in the next sort of month, because I don't feel the money's there for necessarily a piece of jewelry. That would be sort of the only delays I'm feeling presently. But if somebody loves and wants to propose, you can use a Coke can ring, can't you? It doesn't really matter. But you'd like to do it properly. The good things that I do know, Misty, some good things out of everything that you've gone through, something good's going to happen for you, that I do know. And also, do you have a link to something connected with either the person who was in your life or the person now was linked with any military uniform?
Yes.
Is that your the person who crossed over or the person?
My
daughter's father is actually in the military. Is everything okay?
Yeah. I just feel like this. I felt like it's either somebody around you now. I just see a connection with the military. I didn't know who it was. I didn't know if it was the gentleman who passed over or somebody present around you.
That's good news.
I'm just seeing uniform as well. That's all.
But Misty, it's not good. That he doesn't want to propose to you. He's just saving up because he wants a proper ring. So
right, it's in your
future, honey.
give the person some time because these rings are not cheap, you know. They're expensive.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Even the lower-end ones are going to be expensive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Misty.
Have a good day, Misty. Keep your chin up, darling.
You too.
Things on its way. Uh-huh. I feel it.
Yay.
Have a good time.
Good vibes. Okay. Thank you so much. Who do we have next, Chaps?
Next, we have to go to Holly, and Holly's listening to us in Houston on the new Radio 92.1.
Holly. Hi, Natalie.
Good morning. I love the name Holly. Two reasons. My dog's called Holly, and he's Christmas Holly. So
yes.
We've got these seasons.
Holly, what's your question, doll?
Good morning. My question is, my husband and I have been trying for a baby for a few months now, and I'm just wondering if it's something that will be in our near future.
Right. Is your age, you're young, right?
Yes, I'm 24.
Okay, so by 26, there'll be a pregnancy.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So,
so that means it could be next week, next month, 3 months, 6 months, but within that time bracket.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much.
Can I give you a little tip here? Because I read for a lot of people trying to get pregnant. Some people get pregnant. I definitely feel you've got to be more relaxed about everything rather than going, oh my God, I'm ovulating. Let's get in the sack. Don't do that. Just chill out and carry on and it'll just happen. You're definitely going to hold a baby in your arms.
Oh.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yay!
You will, darling. But you'll have more than one. That's the thing. So be ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Be ready, girl. That baby's coming.
Don't throw the clothes away. Save them for the next one.
Oh, yay!
Will do. Thank you.
Yay, I love that.
Have
thanks,
a good weekend. Spend the weekend in bed.
Just go with the flow.
That's the plan.
Literally. Chops, who's
next?
Yeah,
literally.
All right, Natalie.
Thank you.
I think we do have time for a couple more quick calls. This one is Yavanda. Yavanda has a very, very interesting question for you that involves murder.
Ooh.
Yavanda.
Oh, really? Okie dokie.
Yes.
Good morning, Yavanda.
Hi.
Is it Yavanda?
Yavanda, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to know whether my cousin Desiree, if her husband murdered her or if she actually committed suicide, which they deemed it as suicide.
Can you say that again slowly? Because it's such a, you sound so faint, I can't hear everything you're saying. Speak up.
If my cousin Desiree, if her husband murdered her, or if she committed suicide, which they deemed it as suicide, but there were so many odd things that happened.
Can I ask a question? Did they do an autopsy?
No.
Okay, because I see hands around her neck, which I don't like. Which means, like, to be involved with a strangulation, which kind of scares me a little bit. So I don't know if they had a row and it got to something bad like that. But there's more to this, I feel, and I feel that they should do an autopsy. Well, they've obviously not done one, but there's more to this. Something's not playing out correctly here, and it makes me feel uncomfortable, like I've got a thorn in my side. So I don't feel that the whole
thing
has come out.
Again,
I don't feel this was a suicide. I don't feel that.
Oh, my gosh. I have chills.
Because I'll tell you why. I read for a lot of people and I see suicides. I don't feel that. She would not commit suicide. She's not that kind of person. That woman was as bright as a button. She would never do that in a million years. I just don't feel it. There was a lot more to it. And it was about rows. There was a lot of problems going on. And hands were involved in this as well.
Nah.
Oh my gosh, I have chills. This is like a Murder Monday in the making. Okay,
yeah.
Well, there's your answer.
There's a lot more to that. Could you do me a favor? Could you keep Mackenzie posted on this if you find anything else out?
I'd like some updates. I just put her on hold. I'm going to have intern Chloe see if she could get her number for her so we could get an update.
Oh my gosh,
that.
Natalie.
Yes, please. I'd like to hear more about this because there's something
I don't feel this is so fresh. I feel like this is, time's gone on a little bit.
See, that is intense. Natalie can tell. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Okay, so here's the deal. NatalieTomlinson.com is her website. She also has a fabulous book. It's Who Turned the Light On? Natalie reads for top celebrities. I've done many readings with her. I'm sorry we couldn't get through all of the calls, but again, check her out, NatalieTomlinson.com, and we'll have her back on the show because she's so good. I mean, that last reading was absolutely chilling. Good morning. It's Joan McKenzie on Radio Now. Myself, McKenzie, producer Porkchop, who almost just choked on an apple this morning, and Chloe Money, our favorite intern in the house, holding things down. The rest of the show, maybe sleeping. They're on vacation. We're having a blast, though. Whew, we've done a lot.
I know, and I am so ready for what we're about to do.
This is our favorite game. We are about to play Catchphrase, and this is so much fun. 833-563-2539. If you would like to play, you can be on Producer Porkchop's team, or you can be on my team. We're going to test your skills. And I believe intern Chloe, who made the words holiday-themed, correct, Chloe Money? Yes. Okay, so this
and
will be fun.
Chloe, can you help us like keep score?
Yeah, I can do that.
So hopefully you have the words in front of you, too. If not, well, you may them, so you should know what they are.
I know what they are.
Okay, so yeah, get your little pen ready, write a McKenzie and whatever, blah, blah, blah. We're going to find out who's on whose team. We've got Rachel. Good morning.
Rachel!
Good morning.
What's up, girl? Good morning. Hey, it's almost Friday. Yay.
Yeah.
We're pumped. Whose team would you like to be on, Rach?
I'll be on McKenzie's.
Yes. Girl squad. Okay, who else do we have? Thanks, Rachel.
We've got Myra. Good morning, Myra.
Good morning.
That's a beautiful name. I love it. Myra. Okay, Myra.
She's been grandfathered into my team.
Myra and Porkchop, baby.
Okay, so I'm going to explain the rules. So me and McKenzie have a list of words in front of us, and we're going to try to describe these words to you without saying them, and you need to tell us what that word is. We've got 8 words. We're going to try to get through the whole list. If we're having some issues, you can use one pass, but that's it, just one, and then you can come back to it. You've got 50 seconds to get as many words as possible.
Okay.
So we'll let McKenzie choose who goes first, me or you.
I'm going to ask my beautiful partner, Rachel. Rach, would you like to go first or second?
Let's go second.
All right. Chops,
so that
you
means
up with Myra.
Me and Myra first. oh boy. Okay.
Nervous?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous because I'm very competitive and I like playing this game against McKenzie. But
so competitive.
Since Joe's out today, I'm hitting all the buttons and yada yada. So we'll see how I do.
You got this, boy.
You'll be fine.
All right, here we go, Myra. Ready?
Ready.
All right, let's catchphrase in 3, 2, 1. Catchphrase! All right. At Christmas time, you give these and you receive them.
Present.
No, another word for them.
Gift.
Yes. Okay. Santa has a bunch of, they're brown and they have antlers and they fly the sleigh.
Reindeer.
Yes. Yesterday was National What Day? You eat them. Santa eats them.
Cookies.
Yes. Okay. So precipitation that comes from the clouds in the winter.
No.
Yep. And then you can roll them up into a blank and throw them.
Snowballs.
Yes. Blank, the red-nosed reindeer.
Rudolph.
Santa drinks this and cookies.
Milk.
The green guy, he's really mean. You're a mean one.
Grinch.
And they're peppermint, red and white.
candy canes.
Does that... No! Oh, come on!
Intern Club Money, it's like, the judge!
You like cleared your throat. She was like, candy can't.
And then it was like,
That was Myra. That was awesome.
I'm sorry, but that one doesn't count.
So how many do Rachel and I need to beat?
You're going to need to beat 7.
Dang!
Oh, my.
Dang! You guys did awesome. You did.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Porkchop turns into devil. Oh.
I'm nervous.
He just stuck his tongue out at me. What the? Okay, Rachel, we got this, sister. Are you ready?
All right, yeah.
Okay, give us a countdown, Chops.
Catchphrase in 3, 2, 1.
Santa's helpers, blanks on shelves.
Elves.
Yes, the opposite of devils. These have halos up in the sky.
Angels.
This is what Santa rides around on and reindeer pull it.
Sleigh.
This is a drink that's gooey
with
and
eggnog.
White. Yes. He says, ho, 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 the man in red.
Santa.
Yes. These go jingling, jingle.
Bells.
Mm-hmm. You might have had this main meal at Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble.
Turkey.
Yes. Ooh, you kiss under this at Christmas time. It's green.
Mistletoe.
Yes. Oh, it's you play in it. You make angels. It falls from the sky.
No.
Uh-huh. You might put this around your neck when you're cold.
A scarf.
When you're cold, you might put these on your hands.
Glove.
That's
other a word for glove.
Mittens.
Yes! Yes!
How many did you do?
11, Davey!
You did your overtime.
Rachel.
She didn't get Santa because it was Santa Claus, not Santa.
Okay,
oh,
well,
that changes the game.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, because if she didn't get it, that would have taken more time.
We got 10.
They still
yeah,
got
we but
still
and got it would have taken more time. Oh,
Rachel's
man,
still
of course.
Dominated.
Yep, Mackenzie. Yep, she said Santa. Next one.
Yay.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Hey, both ladies. Hey, good looking. What's up? It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Woo! It's been a really fun show. Myself, Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, and intern Chloe Money holding it down. We have done a lot. This was fun.
I know. I
Woo!
Feel like I need a massage
I
or
do.
Something.
I do.
Because
we've
this
been
is...
running around behind the scenes like crazy. Well, that group therapy was so juicy. And then we had a celebrity psychic. We had those predictions. And then also the Peloton ad. We've had a full show.
And it was my first day running and hitting all the buttons since Joe's out today.
Yes.
So I'm like, whew.
Intern Chloe Money won Song of the Day, which was exciting. So she's giving a
yeah,
thumbs up.
Yeah, I did. I won.
Yay.
On, hey, the best news of all, tomorrow's Friday.
Yes.
All right, Chops, what do you have planned the rest of your day?
Well, usually since tonight's Thursday night, I'd be going to Family Feud Trivia at the Britain Tavern in Fishers, but I've got work. So I'll be at Sullivan Steakhouse tonight up in Castleton, so come see me if you want a steak.
Ooh, yeah, nice steak. What about you, Chloe Money?
Got class and work till 9 p.m.
Ooh.
I feel like you need a good night's sleep.
I have a final tonight, too.
You out tonight?
Yeah.
Gosh. When are your finals over? I hated those times.
My last final is next Thursday.
Okay, so you're almost there, end of the road. And I'm just going to, what am I going to do? Run around, try to get a workout in, get my little girl Lucy from school, and yeah, just have a mommy and me evening. And then tomorrow's Friday, then we make it to the
yes.
week, and it's going to be amazing. So on behalf of all the show, have the best day ever. We love you.
Bye. Bye.